Jarvis, start the show.
Whoa.
Whoa.
It worked. Right, we're filming now.
That's
the cameras
crazy.
Are on.
What else could it do?
Jarvis, turn on audio. Whoa.
Whoa. Well, it was.
Okay, that's cool. What else could it do? Wait, what? How did you do that?
It's a chip in my brain.
Is it the? Oh, you got the Neuralink.
The Neuralink. This is it.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
Wait, so you were the one subject that Elon did?
Mm-hmm. And look, the results are great.
Dude, you look fantastic.
Welcome to episode 74 of the Zach and Waleed Show.
Woo! We're in new location.
That's right. We're sitting in...
I didn't want to...
Oh, well, what does this mean?
I'm stretching
this
my arms out.
This, if you're going like this, this is a dap.
It's a hug.
Jarvis.
Okay. Enter combat mode.
Combat mode.
Jarvis, close my emotions off. I don't want to open up today. What is this whole thing? Can you please explain this?
Oh, guys, this is my pride and joy to the biggest financial investment I've ever made in my entire life. Probably the smartest decision I ever made in my entire life.
You really think so?
Yeah, absolutely. Look at that.
That's pretty sick. Hey, you should ask Jarvis to have everyone like and comment.
Oh,
and
yes, guys.
Subscribe.
Guys, before we start the show, be you got to comment.
Have Jarvis do it.
Well, it doesn't work like that.
Jarvis, hit like.
See, it doesn't work with
Jarvis,
you.
Jarvis, hit subscribe.
It doesn't work with you like that.
Jarvis, why aren't you commenting
those
anything,
are not
you
the
piece
functionalities,
of shit?
Right?
Okay.
It's fully functional.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's not like a baby.
What do you mean? No, it's like it
it's
works.
A fully functioning baby. Nice. But yes, please, everyone, like, comment, subscribe to our YouTube channel, follow us on Instagram, mm-hmm. please. 5-star reviews. What else, Jarvis?
Jarvis. Read my Uber Eats orders for today. You have 12 orders, and 7 DoorDashes, and
are you a driver for it?
Postmates. No, it's the orders for the car.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Do you deliver while wearing the mask?
Of course.
Yeah, okay.
I need to get the tips.
I thought you fly around.
Oh, no, it doesn't work like that.
Oh, damn. Yeah. Why does this wall look so empty behind me, huh?
Oh, yeah. Zach, I was hoping you would bring that out at the top of the show.
I did.
Because it looks...
That's so cool. I don't even think we're going to get through the whole episode today.
We
without
just
you
do
just...
this for
It's really cool.
Thank you.
What should we put behind this cool wall? It's so bare.
Oh, man. It's disgusting.
Dang. You know, Brooke and Connor did a cool submission. They are popping off, obviously.
Yeah.
But what if we just... rided their coattails and just did some cool submissions like that where people submit some cool artwork and we just throw that puppy up on the wall.
Like on the set where they could see their own artwork on our set?
Yeah, but they have to watch our episode in order to watch.
Oh, but isn't that like a cool feeling for someone to watch a show and then also be a part of the show by having their own artwork?
That's why Brooke and Connor are doing so well.
What if people sent us Brooke and Connor artwork?
Okay,
we met Zaz.
But where could they send stuff? Kenny, did we ever get that info from Izzy?
You know what? I don't think I ever did, but why don't you go ahead and should we, I'm going to put an email at the bottom of the screen right here.
Okay.
Maybe we'll call it zazfanart@gmail.com.
Oof.
Let's really hope that's not taken.
Oh.
And sorry. No, please, it's a moan-worthy email because you should be sending any and all Zaz art to that email, and we're going to go ahead and get it up on the wall. We got to decorate this wall, guys.
Yeah, we'll put a nice frame for it.
Fuck yeah. We're going to keep adding each episode of fan art that comes up. So we get
the
a submission.
Filled.
Whatever you, honestly, whatever you draw, it could be a middle finger and we'll just put it up there.
Yeah, it could be racism.
It could be whole.
It could be whole.
It could be someone spreading cheeks.
Yeah.
It's a really
and
detailed
we just plaster that thing up there for everyone to see.
It could be Shrek with a prolapsed anus. It will put it up.
That's very specific.
That's just my request.
Okay.
That's all. Yeah.
Guys, again.
The first submission is just Shrek with a prolapsed anus.
Guys,
wonder where that one came from.
Yeah, so specific.
Whoa. 8x10 too, please. Make it nice.
Y'all, fill up the wall, please. We ran out of budget to decorate the wall. Obviously, yeah. The side really invested really heavily. The other side, not so much.
We blew $15,000 on art on Wally's right side, but now we don't have any left for the left side. So we need fans to send it in and help us out.
That'd be so cool. Maybe just the Josh Allen pill could at least suffice for now.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah. But, yeah. Should we introduce our voice that's happening behind the camera?
Guys, last episode who the fuck's that voice behind the camera?
Someone, like 8 to 20 people were just, get the guy fucking off. But Kenny, come up, please.
Oh, actually?
Show your,
Oh, sure,
so
okay.
I'll give you
right.
See his face.
We have about, everything just goes awry with Kenny gone.
Where do I stand?
All right, guys, you wanted to see Kenny's face.
This is Kenny, he's behind the
hey,
camera.
Hey, what's up? No, I'm so used to the comments because as some of you may know, I sit on Insanely Chill set and all the comments are like, who the fuck is this guy taking up Cody's space? Get the fuck off set. So nothing can hurt me anymore. Yeah. This is it.
Now you're ruining our space.
Okay. Yep.
All right, yep.
Thank you, Kenny. All right. You saw his face. So anytime you hear a voice, just imagine
that's the... That actually, don't imagine that.
Yeah, it's not built for camera.
Yeah,
that's why he's back there.
That's why I'm back in the corner. Yeah,
yeah. But you're also on. You're on Obsessed now, right?
Yeah, you can. If you watch Obsessed with Brooke Averick, I'll chime in with my monotone voice on that show as well. I'm just a sidekick corner guy. I think that's the little space I'm carving out
for myself.
He
has his own pod separately. Sidekick corner guy.
It's just a black screen. It's just his voice.
It just cuts like a certain spot.
It's mainly audio, but he has a YouTube channel as well.
it's really confusing for fans.
Anyways, that's Kenny, guys. He's our producer here. Connor's here as well. He doesn't need a mic or anything like that. But hell yeah.
Yeah.
We also have the Hive Mind episode coming out.
That's a
YouTube video.
Yeah.
After the podcast, Hive Mind stayed around and did a fun little video with us. It's coming out soon. It maybe already did come out.
It did come out.
Yeah, actually, assuming the edit doesn't blow up, I think we're going to have it up this weekend this last weekend. So people can go check that out right now on our YouTube page. We're going to be doing more YouTube vids. We're
going
to be expanding past podcasts.
And in the next room over here, we have a YouTube video coming up.
Yeah, we do. Oh, 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 oh.
That's the wrong energy.
Oh, 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 oh.
Surprise guest.
Anyways, I think we could finally dive into what the fuck is on your head right now.
What do you mean, what the fuck's on my head? I just said earlier, the biggest financial...
Okay, please dive into what's happening with Mr. Beast, your cart, your announcement, and how much everything cost on your body. Please.
Well, shit. Air Force One.
Teddy Fresh free.
Shit. This free. Yeah, I never paid for that. Come on now. All right, guys. It was a big weekend last weekend.
Yeah.
Very, very early weekend before, I guess. Essentially, a tweet went up of a part of the cart of Mr. Beast in traditional Middle Eastern robe. And it just went fucking crazy.
Not just a tweet, the person who made your suit.
Oh, yeah, the person who made the suit tweeted it because they stopped by the suit to drop off the costume. And all of a sudden, I wake up and everyone's texting me, yo, Mr. Beast, Mr. Beast. And it was like 7 a.m.
I was going to say, usually wake up before me.
Yeah.
Because you walk Eve or whatever. And when you haven't texted anyone back or haven't acknowledged the tweet, I was like, this guy is going to wake up to just like madness.
Because I woke up and I saw it all come through. I was like, oh, I'm dreaming. But I fell asleep. I fell back asleep.
Dude, he recognized your card.
And then he tweeted, is the food good? And I was like, holy fuck, he noticed it. And luckily he did not take legal action. Yeah.
That's honestly a question. Is he allowed to do that?
Huh?
Did you mean to do this?
No, I was doing it myself.
Okay. Is he allowed to take legal action if he sees...
Absolutely. If I'm making money off his likeness.
But it's...
as I'm wearing this. Yeah, you don't know that?
But I thought it was just like, it's in public, you know, you're... I guess you're... But you're making money off the food, I guess.
Yeah, I guess.
I'm trying to find loopholes for you.
No, I'm not a lawyer. He would take my
ass. Oh yeah,
he would beast me.
Is that sexual?
He'd beast me up.
Just bends you over against the wall.
Beast my hole.
He's got to be wearing the suit while that's happening.
Yeah.
But he asked, "Is the food good?" And Mr. Beast, this is a message for you.
This camera. Tell the people what you have going on.
You are invited to my first ever pop up on February 17th. And you could try it yourself, all right? Is the food good? How about you fucking find out for yourself, bozo?
Okay, what about Keith Lee?
Huh?
Keith Lee also asks, is the food good?
No, he didn't ask shit.
Yeah, I saw the tweet. He was like, is the food good? So why don't you go ahead and look at all the cameras and tell Keith Lee the same message that you just told Mr. Beast. Mm-hmm.
Hey, yeah, if you want to come through, it's chill.
We're busy.
Yeah. Come, like, text me and we'll get you in privately.
You just hand him, the food in an alleyway. Like, yo, don't fucking say anything.
But it's sick because the cart, because I posted that photo of Mr. Beast, 10 times at least when I posted about the cart. And then out of nowhere, it just kind of fucking popped off on its own.
Yeah. That's the beauty of X.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, but what's the story behind the picture? How did you find his picture? Did you create
We made that. That was a.
Oh, you put the headdress on. What do you call it? Sorry.
The throw, I guess, and the head garment. But essentially, everything but the body and the head throw, that was just an image we pulled off some stock image site. We just put his face over it.
Andy?
Andy did it. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Shout out Andy Brand. That's so funny. So everything my quote, I've never had this type of food before.
Yeah.
That's totally fake, right?
No, that's what you said.
Never said that.
When I first made you the food, you go, I've never had this before. And I'm like, Zach, it's just white rice.
But
see if I can find that picture of Zach. It's a direct quote.
You're not going to find it.
It's one of the top ones, in my opinion, on the cart, besides Mr. Beast and Jay and Trey and Just. It's an all-around flawless cart. A compliment to you, though. You went viral elsewhere with your suit and stuff.
Yeah. So then...
But let me... Can I finish my compliment? I just...
You asked me.
I know, but I said I want to finish my compliment to you. Okay. One of the best marketing ideas and people I've ever been friends with and encountered. So this shit, is already popping off, at least virality-wise. And you're creating a lot of hype for this food cart. So props to you, bro.
You're right. It does feel a lot because, I did it for everybody else. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
All my last jobs and shit, doing crazy shit for everybody else.
Yeah.
So it does feel good to finally do it for for myself. You know?
Yeah, yeah.
Like it's my thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. You got a crazy work ethic, dude. You've earned it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Oh, I gotta go. Actually,
Sorry, do we not be sentimental in here?
But then one of the comments that you sent me on the side was, "This dude's not gonna make any of his money."
Yeah. So it was sick. So I got obviously. There's a lot to talk about with the costume. I made the costume. I posted a video about it. Right. Yeah. It blew up on TikTok crazy. And all the comments were one was I bet he's friends with Peter Parker, shit like that.
Dude, the comments were flawless. But did you come up with Shawarma Machine before all the comments, or did you take one of the comments to use it?
No, I did.
You can be honest.
No, because Shawarma Machine was already a thing.
Nice.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah. Okay, cool.
And then someone commented, Waleed for show ain't getting his money back on this marketing. And I was like, he is so right.
Do you want to say how much it was?
Right. Huh?
Do you want to say how much it was, or do you want to keep it private?
Yeah, I'll say how much. It was this whole thing was 4,000.
Wait, just the suit or the cart?
No, the cart was separate, but the suit alone was $4,000. And it was fucked because I've been talking, I've told this everyone, I'm doing it.
I know.
I tell everyone the price. I said, it's going to be a couple K. Yeah. And I guess it just flew by everybody's heads or something.
Yeah, he's not fucking around.
I talked about it for so long. Talked about it on everyone's podcast. I talked about it on this podcast. I talked about it when I launched the cart. And I was so confused because everyone was like, he actually did it? What? And I was like, okay, shouldn't you believe, I already bought a crazy cart.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be already believable about me doing the suit because I already did this other crazy thing?
Yeah.
But no one believes me.
You said yesterday, like, the purchase for the shawarma machine isn't going to be, like, making you money at all. I was like, yeah, no shit, brother. Like, that money, like, it's a great marketing thing. Like, it's going to get you, like, money for the cart. But you were just, like, tripping, like, yeah, I'm not going to make any money back on that. And I'm like, yeah, probably not, brother. Like,
that's
but it's
whole,
a fucking genius.
That's the whole point, Zach. Yeah, that's, you just got to think, man. Come on.
Dude, I disagree. I think Marvel's going to pick up the rights to Shawarma Man, and we're going to see Waleed have, like, a Kumail steroid. Oh, wait, I can't say steroid. Allegedly steroid. That blow up. He's going to get jacked for a Marvel movie.
Dude, I didn't know Kumail was a stand-up comedian.
Yeah.
Oh, no shit.
That was crazy.
Yeah, he's hilarious. Zero idea.
Yeah, he was like OG stand-up.
News
like,
to me.
Niche or whatever. And then you're like, oh, we talked about it somewhere else.
But I'm saying now is like, you're following the same path.
That's Kumail.
Kumail, dude.
Oh, yeah, I guess I am. Anyway, so the costume happened, right? It like blew up out of control. We're gonna have it for the pop-up. I'll be in it like damn near the whole day. I'll take photos.
I want to ask about that.
Yeah.
So you're going to be in Shawarma Machine all day.
All day.
In the sun.
In the sun. Hot. Taking photos. Opening the mask 50 times.
You got AAA batteries on
AAA
deck?
AAA batteries on deck. Now that everyone believes me about the costume, I will. This is also truth. There is going to be a pita bread launcher on the back of the costume. All right. It's going to work.
And you have to take it on the chest.
It's going to be on the back.
Billy
go back to the
style.
Other slide.
Oh, this one?
Yeah. So yeah, on the back, that foil thing, that's a t-shirt cannon wrapped in foil.
That's so sick.
And then there's going to be a CO2 tank on the back, and it's going to shoot pita bread. And it's real. The t-shirt cannon was like...
And you said this multiple times.
So if people see the video...
But trust it.
Now you... I guess now I can say anything, and everyone's going to believe it.
What else are you going to do, Waleed?
I'm going to go to the Capitol on January 6th. Am I lying?
The meat is not edible, please say
no,
that.
No, the meat is not edible. It does not rotate for everyone who asks. The costume, the designer who made this, Aris Dio, hopefully pronouncing the last name right, crushed it.
Yeah.
We are going to do some retouches. It's not done yet. This is just Mark 1 of the... It's a little Marvel joke if you don't get it.
Mark Wahlberg?
No, he calls all his suits like Mark 1. Mark
2. Oh, nice. Yeah, very good.
The Marvel fans is watching the Zach Waller right now. You guys got that.
You guys got that. Waleed, your pitch was so strong that I think Jasmina Garcia is about to drive 12 hours, almost 13 hours.
Where are you driving? Where is this whole cart happening?
It's going to happen in Eagle Rock. It's going to be in a parking lot. We're going to have a cart. We're going to have...
Across from Market.
Yeah, well, they let me use their old parking lot.
Market Clothing. I don't know if you've heard of this company.
They're, you know, that's what they say, don't burn bridges.
Yeah.
Actually, I threatened them with the custom.
Jarvis, enter combat. Whoa, okay, you can have the parking.
T-shirt cannon? What the hell? Why is it only shoot straight up?
That's odd. And then you got the Dexerto tweet.
Yeah, and then Dexerto tweeted me, which I still don't know what they are.
It was funny because just this morning, they tweeted that a mom is banned from dropping off her kid at school because she's promoting her OnlyFans on her van. Can you imagine getting dropped off at school with all your friends and your friend's mom is like has the OnlyFans plug?
Like a QR code?
Yeah, dude.
Oh, here we go.
Oh.
Dude, Waleed, honestly, you have some blank space on the cart. Maybe you help a mom out and throw up her.
Dude,
yeah.
Open girl. Ads for OnlyFans?
Well, that's the best part. Oh, I have another side of the cart that's open for extra vinyl. Listen, free ad space if you guys want it.
It's funny that you're just sharing a Twitter feed with Dexerto and this tweet right here, which is...
It's funny, too, because if you go to the Dexerto replies, it's all these, like, OnlyFans models with, like, their cheeks out. I bet it's not as good as my... Like, I'm like, oh, my God.
Like, it's not as good as my meat.
Yeah, exactly. Like, what is this?
Try my kebab.
Yeah.
It's white, like, so gross.
White OnlyFans girls. Yeah, dude. With their cheeks
just
out.
Turned 18. Check out my kebab. It's fresh.
And it's like a bot, too. It's not even a real person.
Yeah.
But if you guys, now that you guys believe this, all right,
Here, your next one.
The next costume.
Listen up.
Listen up. It's gonna happening. Be real. It's gonna be an Arab minion.
Do you have the link for it?
Just look up Arab minion. You'll find a good example.
It's viral.
But essentially, it's gonna be a big, like, you know those minions that you see at Universal Studios walking around.
Yes.
It's gonna be. It's yeah, the one the first. Yeah, there you go.
This is the
I'm
image.
I'm thinking either Bob or Kevin from the Minion group.
Is that the names?
Yeah, yeah, Bob, Kevin, Stewart. Names.
Ah, the Marvel people out there.
Marvel guys? Yeah.
You guys know.
You guys fuck with Bob, Kevin,
hey,
Stewart.
Bob 1. Yeah. Kev 2.
And so it's going to be a minion in traditional, garment, and then be it like beard and
nice.
A nice little walking cane. And
so the point of that is...
Again, you saw the virality.
Yeah.
It goes back to the card.
Okay, but you have to make them do like some sick-ass collab dance together where they just fucking crush it.
Oh, no,
so
it's going to be weird at the end if it's only them two, right?
Yeah.
So the idea is... thing is, I'm saying it, and in the back of my mind, I know people aren't going to believe it.
The idea
is to get like do 5 or 6 of these. And then have one big meet up with
their at this point. Comic Con at Waleed's kebab cart.
There's like the Iron Man. Well, after this, it's gonna be Hookah SpongeBob.
Okay.
Only fan moms.
Yeah, look up Hookah SpongeBob real
quick.
Oh,
okay, yeah. Dude, you're gonna have to hire actors for this.
Yeah, right now I'm getting all the costumes fitted for myself.
They have to be what, 5'9"?
So then after that, I'm gonna do this, which this one's a great one.
Oh my god, look at that 5 o'clock shadow. That's
Are
beautiful.
You okay with like my internal marketing knowledge is I want to keep it private until like it's coming up. You know what I mean? Because what if you drop the ball and you don't do it? Or you?
Well, I haven't done it yet. They can't be like.
Yeah, but they're like next up. Oh. Now that you actually dropped the minion one, next up is this one. And if you don't do it, then it's like, wow.
Universal's like, his ass won't do it. He won't do it. What the fuck?
Bet.
No, yeah.
I bet. But what's your like marketing knowledge? Like, do you just like creating a big hype for something and just ball to the wall, spend money on something and just like try to get.
I haven't thought this far through yet.
Okay. Got it.
Yeah, I haven't thought.
I'm preparing you for interviews for like.
So, sharks. I'm asking for a couple $100,000 to make a universe of bootleg characters all themed in Middle Eastern.
Mark Cuban's
Westernized.
Like, go on.
Uh-huh. And how will you be able to recoup our money? Great question, sharks.
Try this.
Good question, Jugs. Then I do this.
They're like, I'll give you $4 million right now.
No, for like Shower Man, we might drop a t-shirt or something.
Whoa.
Oh, maybe. Oh.
Oh, so everything else is certain. But
yeah.
The t-shirt merch is up there.
Oh, just connect this out. That's a dumb idea anyways, yeah.
So what can people expect at the cart on the 17th?
They're
you
gonna...
in a suit. Me.
They're gonna expect. Okay, so at the pop up, it's gonna be the cart.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, guys, that's it. That
it's not making food or anything. It's just gonna be there.
It is gonna make food. There is gonna be point of sale. All right. No tips. No tip screen. Don't worry, everybody.
I'm sorry. Can we cut that part?
Huh?
Cut that part.
Yeah.
Just for. Yeah. I like. Okay. I need some tips. Yeah. If you could just leave the tip jar for me. Waleed, yo.
And then at the car, I'll have...
Can you... Just the tips? Tips would be great.
What were you getting up for?
I was going to tap on
Jarvis. And then at the car, we're going to have a line for two people to wait for the food.
And they're also waiting in line to meet me.
Yeah, and then Zach's going to serve... Oh, I also want to... For you, for the pop-up, I'm going to give you like a little... mouthpiece and like a speaker so you can be like order number 56 as you're running shit out.
I'm like a Disney, like people doing tours of Disney. Like, all right guys, to your right you'll see what Jarvis.
No, you know you know those guys who do like Universal like like the bus tour.
Yes.
And they're like, uh-oh, guys. There's, these-
there's some rocky roads up.
We're running out of gas. Don't look to your left.
It's a dinosaur. Don't get off the bus, guys.
I'm just dancing.
Yeah.
Whoa. The dinosaur's distracted. Everyone run.
Oh, no, it's Donor.
I'll hold him off.
Oh, no, it's Shawarma Machine. No, Shawarma Machine. They're hungry.
We just kiss.
Yeah.
The tour bus is like,
what the fuck is this experience? So there'll be three menu items. One will be the lamb chops, the infamous lamb chops that everybody loves, the veggie wrap for all the vegans, and then the meat. Oh, and then
can we run that back? I think
who's
he said
beating their meat at your car.
He said beat the meat beef.
Beat the beef at your
car. Yeah, because we have to. It's ground beef.
So
yeah. We had to beat it up.
And the white sauce is comes after the beat the meat.
Yeah, that comes after we beat. It does actually after we do beat the meat, we do drizzle white sauce on.
Interesting. Nice marketing.
And then
Jarvis, beat my meat. Whoa!
Oh, Zach!
It's entering combat mode.
sorry.
And then the cart.
Yeah. Merch. And then we'll have the merch, and then we'll have free drinks.
Oh,
free
nice.
Drinks with every order. Not alcohol, though.
Yeah.
Sparkling water.
That's fine.
You guys like Topo Chico?
Isn't Topo Chico, what's the fucking alcohol drink?
Yeah, they have a seltzer, but it's going to be, they're sparkly.
Slide one under the table. The boys.
I think I have to get a liquor license. Jarvis, get me a liquor license.
That sounds sick, dude.
It's going to be a good time. We'll have a good... You'll meet everybody.
It goes from 12 to what?
12 to 3.
Okay.
Yeah.
And people can just wander freely into market and grab whatever they want.
No, that's going to be close. It's going to be a separate parking lot.
Ransack market. There's no security. Doors are unlocked.
It's
going to
be a separate parking lot. All right, don't worry.
Please don't do that. Yeah. Don't do that. We are joking. Don't ransack market. We're just cooking. We just see mobs of people come out with bags. Like,
and they're all full.
Like, no. well, hell yeah, dude. That's awesome. I wanted to get also into your Kumail journey. He's ripped.
Kumail journey?
Yeah.
I don't want to compare myself to Kumail.
Sorry.
I'm not going to get that ripped.
It's already happening.
Guys, I hired a physical trainer to... Yes, the goal is... This is what I sent to my... physical trainer.
Damn, dude.
My physical trainer says, hey, where do you see yourself? And I just texted him a picture of Kumail Nanjiani.
Damn, dude.
Where are you at in the process?
Yeah, how close are you to this?
I started.
Nice.
Hey, God, let me take this off.
Are you actually? Oh, nice.
Yeah. I can't breathe.
Body reveal. Easy. Oh, I thought you meant the jacket. That's disappointing. Whoa.
Easy process. You look really good. That doesn't really affect your hair at all. That's
nothing?
Sick. Yeah, no.
I hired a physical trainer. I said, you know what? I want to start looking good and feeling good.
You should honestly brush your hair to this.
So I hired a physical trainer. He's great. His name is Cags Fitz. He's from Canada. Sends me my workouts directly through the app. And... I'm 2 weeks in. I think I'm down like a couple pounds.
So anytime that you send me the screenshot of your workout,
yeah,
and the dude is in the bottom right of the screen.
Yes, that's the chat.
That's just a chat.
Yeah,
so you
just
tell him what you've done for the day?
No, I mean, he sends me everything that I... Because Zach knows, when I go to the gym,
yes,
back in the day, 2 weeks ago, I would go and I would run on the treadmill... And then just like dick around for like walk around.
You go in
bit.
The playpen where the child
the
care
pen.
Is. Yeah.
With the kids.
Doing backstrokes in the ball pit.
And then you can't be here. I'm like, why not? I pay a gym membership. And.
Yeah, your workouts were just running.
Yeah.
That's it.
That was it. And then I was like, well, I got to start lifting weights. And then he's also helping with nutrition. So that I didn't know you eat. Yeah, I have to eat breakfast.
No, you can. Chick-fil-A is fine.
Huh?
Yeah, Chick-fil-A, McDonald's. Yeah, yeah.
Well, no, I wasn't even eating anything.
You weren't eating breakfast?
No, I wasn't eating breakfast at all. I would just eat lunch and dinner.
Was it because you would have to go to work so far that you just didn't have time, or you just like?
I just never like. I don't know. Just like, nah.
I won't eat.
Yeah, I'll eat later.
So breakfast is important.
Yes, breakfast is important.
Is it the most important meal of the day?
The conservative media wants to tell you.
Okay, Jesus Christ. There's a war on breakfast. Fuck, dude. We don't have to go all fucking red meat. Like,
they're trying to take breakfast away from us, guys.
and it's funny, too, because he's been helping me with my nutrition. And before that, every time I go to the gym, dude, I'd be so gassy. I'm not even joking. I would run. I think that's why I would... just leave after I run.
Because you felt bad for the people
yeah,
around
you. Yeah, because I was just ripping ass. So I'm like, I gotta go.
Oh, because you would go after dinner?
No, or... I would go before dinner.
Okay.
But I would still rip ass for some reason.
Oh, so you're saying that you have to change up your diet.
Yeah, to because... not rip ass.
Got it.
At the gym.
Got it.
Then now that I'm not ripping ass, I have time to actually stay at the gym and work out. Without the person next to me leaving.
Crazy how that works, dude.
Dude, honestly, you should keep ripping ass because then all the machines will be open.
Dude, please come work out with me. Yeah. LA Fitness is fucking mayhem. Yeah. I hate it.
It's a free-for-all
in
there, dude.
It's funny, too, because it's like there's machines I've never used before ever in my life. And so I'll wait until I see someone else do it. And I'll run over like, okay yeah, like, watch.
Don't wipe it down. Just stay here real quick and watch me.
You watch it. No, it's good because he also sends me videos too.
Okay.
Of the workouts. Yeah.
So before you hired the trainer and you just did like the running stuff, mm-hmm. you just didn't think to like look up an exercise or like ask someone, hey, like what do you do at the gym?
It's scary.
Are you being real?
Yeah. Isn't that scary?
No, you just like, I remember one time I brought Tots to the gym and we did lunges. Like, and like when I go to the gym, I don't give a fuck who looks at me. I dress like shit. I dress like, you know, like 2008 kind of like.
Yeah, we know, Zach.
Not today. Any compliments for today's fit?
All right. It's pretty cool.
Thank you.
Yeah, I like how you match the rock star with the. Jacket.
Hell yeah, baby. But yeah, so we would just do lunges and then like she watched me like do lunges like all across the gym. And she's like, this is so embarrassing. I'm not fucking doing this with you. But like it was just funny because like a workout at the gym, like you just got to, you know, just fucking strut your stuff. You're trying to get better. Who gives a fuck
exactly.
is looking at you? Yeah, but you're just saying that you didn't want to do it.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, don't worry about it, dude.
That's what exactly what I'm saying. Yeah.
No, dude, I think a lot of people do have like a block. They get self-conscious about how they look in the gym. And so a lot of people go once and they get freaked out and they leave.
Yeah.
But like,
yeah.
Dude, it's fair. It's fair criticism.
Yeah. And then also like he's like, yo, you got to film yourself. Like I want to just see form and stuff, right?
You're going to be the fucking tripod guy?
No.
Can you get out of my goddamn shot?
You're just like
you bring these lights in here and you're just like.
Yeah.
I'm on TikTok live.
You see a video. Are you staring at me?
Yeah. You're wearing booty shorts.
Yeah. I'm wearing the like booty shorts, like sports bra.
You're doing the hamstring.
Like, yes, we are staring at you.
I'm not a piece of meat.
You have like four cameras around you.
A drone.
All four are in the back.
I have a drone.
Just ass shots.
Yeah. I'm just trying to film myself to better. It's like a full drone crane. Director's weight.
So what do you what's your workouts now? You say you do a day off of just nothing.
Yeah, it's every other day, and then in between I'm trying to get some running or some type of cardio in.
Nice.
And then now I work out first, then do my cardio last. So I'm not too...
Oh, nice.
Versus back in the day, 2 weeks ago, I would run first and then get too tired to do anything else.
Yeah. Fart.
In fart. Yeah.
Leave.
Rip ass.
Leave.
Yeah.
Three sets of farts.
Yeah. It's honestly great ab work. Farting is great ab work.
Yeah, then you leak a little. Then there's like a streak on the machine.
Damn, Waleed's got a prolapsed anus.
And you just
like.
Got there.
Yeah, and, you just
and we were like, you're not sweaty at all. What is this leak here?
The humidity in this place is crazy.
Falling apart.
Yeah.
What are your workout days now? Like you do just, is it combined with chest and tri, biceps and back?
Huh?
Wait, who is this guy that you hired? Is it just?
It's
just Rain?
AI. Yeah. My trainer's AI.
Are you doing like push-pull legs? Are you doing full body? What are you doing?
Bully.
Like,
Push pull legs.
No. Like what's what are you guys? When, okay, so like let's say you go and you have Monday, Wednesday. What did you say? You had Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Sunday.
Yeah.
So when you go on Monday, are you doing legs and then Wednesday?
Yeah,
upper
I'll
body,
go. I'll do cardio and I'll
fart. Leave.
No.
Wednesday's farts.
No, it's a good balance. He has two upper workouts a week and then two lower workouts a week. And then I interchange those.
You're telling him like your workouts that you did before you hired him, and he's like, "Wait, that's actually really good. Running, just running.
I don't
keep
see
that
I
up.
Mean, I don't see
I'm
any
give
problem
you your money
with
back.
This."
Sorry, go ahead.
No, it's good too because he also keeps me like accountable.
Yeah,
and I think it's different when because I just started talking to this guy, right? Like,
yeah.
It's a pretty new friend. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Versus like. Someone like if I went to the gym with you or if I was in this thing with you and you're like, you got to eat more carbs. Be like, fuck you, man. Like,
yeah. True. It's a separate party telling you what to
yeah.
do.
Yeah. And then he's like, oh, you got to eat more carbs. I'm like, oh, my God, I've never thought about this before. You're totally right. He's like, yeah, you got to eat carbs and breakfast and lunch because you have energy for the rest of the day. I'm like, oh, versus anyone else telling me the same exact thing.
So my breakfasts aren't that bad is what you're
yeah,
saying.
Yeah, your breakfasts are actually great.
Dude, you're vindicated. Yeah. It's been
wow.
like 6 months.
Yeah. Wow. Thank God, dude.
Counting calories, that's scary.
Yeah.
That's
dude, you did like a five. We have Apple Watches now.
Yeah.
People, me and Waleed. And we don't do like combative, you know, like, oh, your workout is better than my workout.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
we shared our exercise with each other, mm-hmm. our post workouts. And yours that you did the other day was like 500, 600 calories
oh,
burned, dude.
Shit.
That was
dude.
Really fucking good.
Yeah, well, because what I do
farts.
Is I put my watch on somebody else. and then after he's done, I put it on someone else.
Dude, so funny. Like, I check your location. You're like at the beach or some shit. Yeah. I'm like, wait, what the fuck?
It's like Artesia, like not even Long Beach or anything. Something random. No, so I do, well, because I do the running too. So that burns hella calories as well.
Nice.
So, running is important after workouts or like because I thought what you work out but you
yeah.
do you run a lot
I'll mix in cardio. I have like individual days for cardio. What I've read online recently from, and again, I'm not an expert, I just follow bodybuilders, I know what the fuck they're doing, and a lot of them say that it's better to get cardio in after you lift so you're not gassed while you're lifting weights.
Gassy or gassed?
Oh, probably applies to both. Yeah,
actually,
yes, you're not ripping ass. You're supposed to rip ass on the treadmill.
Got it.
Yeah.
But our Apple watches, going back to that.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, so we have, like, we share our post workouts or whatever, and you could text. I love the Apple Watch. It really does make me
it
work out.
It makes you be active, yeah.
And Waleed always replies to my workout messages with, like, yawn. Whatever.
Here's the thing.
Like,
this sucks. When you share someone's workout on the activity thing on Apple Watch, the Apple Watch gives you pre-baked messages.
Yeah, but some of them was like, this fucking sucked, dude.
Yeah.
And I replied.
Yeah.
I'm like, wait, what the hell? And he's like, sorry, dude, it was the Apple Watch.
There's like some that are like, you're winning, rushing it.
Yeah.
And then the other one's like, yawn.
Yeah.
You notified me for this, like laughing emoji.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Some of them sound like an 80s like kids movie villain.
Yeah.
Like, eat my dust.
Yeah, yeah,
like,
yeah. It's boomers.
But you pick those.
Huh?
Of all the ones you could
yeah,
pick.
Yeah, why not? This it's available. Why would I not click into that?
But I just love your competitiveness. Like, you always just send like something to like just fuck your workout.
Yeah,
yeah. But honestly, proud of you.
Yeah,
yeah, way to go, man.
So far, so good. So far, so good.
Are you having fun while doing it? Because honestly, for me, it's so fucking fun to lift and do all that. Like, do you have fun while you're doing it?
It's still early in your workout.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm like a week and a half in so far.
Mentally better, right?
Mentally better, clear. I'm getting better sleep.
Yeah.
I have more energy throughout the day.
Hannah thinks you're hot.
Yep. And Zach stopped grabbing my love handles.
I don't do that.
After every show. He goes, good show. He goes,
I've also been working out.
Okay. Hey, so,
damn it.
Your kebab cart, you still pretty excited for that? It's going to be sick, dude. No, Zach, that's awesome.
24 days so far in 2024 I've been working out.
Dude, that's like every day.
Almost every day.
Almost
yeah.
every day.
Yeah. Yeah, but this is like my journey, Zach.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
I don't want to take
the I'm actually starting a YouTube channel. Waleed Trains.
Yeah, there it is. I thought that's what was going
on. Just you ripping ass for 30 minutes.
price.
I think I am going to sign up for the half marathon, but not tell a single soul that I'm doing it.
No, that's why would you even do it if you're not going
to
tell
anybody?
Well,
you're talking to a microphone on a podcast.
But
yeah,
they don't know
I'm not going to tell straight to camera.
I'm going
to
run in a shawarma machine, and then I'm just a huge marketing thing
yeah,
for
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
Oh my God, that's Hookah SpongeBob. There he goes.
Go, Hookah SpongeBob.
But I'm back up to six. I've ran 13 miles before. I just didn't do it in a race setting.
Yeah.
But it's so hard to get back into that. But
it's competitive in a race.
Yeah.
Because they group you by your age group. Mm-hmm. And you don't want to be like last of.
Should I tell them my cancer story? So they put me like on my own, like my own trail.
You're with like 65 and older.
Yeah, dude. I had cancer. Is there like a separate, easier race I could do?
Yeah, how about we just log you in and say that you.
All right, cool.
Yeah, you won.
How about you go to the end, big guy? We'll take a nice picture.
We'll
of
take
you.
The. We'll take. We'll take your chip on your BIP or whatever your BIP, and we'll put it on the pace card.
I'm at Chevron getting gas. Like,
you should do it.
I will. I just I don't know if I want to do like in LA with hella people. I may fly and go see my sister in Boise or some shit.
Do it there.
Yeah.
What's a race in Boise?
I just don't like. I know locate like.
You better run, boy.
That's exactly what it is. Yes.
They're shooting your feet.
We stop halfway for deer hunting.
Yeah.
And yeah. No, I don't know. I just like. I like running in new. Like you've been a runner. Like. When you run in new locations, new like cycles, it's nice and refreshing. So I don't know. I just kind of want to like run somewhere where I haven't done it before. And shit.
Yeah.
So yeah,
dude, Cody told a story that he did like an ultra like a year ago or two, and they fucked up the cones on the track in like Montana or like Canada or something. It was like a hill, gravel, like incline, declines. And it was like they fucked up the cones, so people ran an extra 13 miles around the track, and then they were like, "Oh, whoops, sorry." And then so Cody, I think, was one of those people that had to like go just add on 13 miles to his ultra.
That's
fucking brutal, man.
Sucks. Yeah.
But at least the landscape looks pretty as hell.
Yeah. Damn. I hope I don't have to do that. That's a fucking discouraging story.
Yeah.
I just did another 13 miles.
Yeah. Damn. Oh yeah.
So anyways. Nuts. But yeah.
I think my Apple Watch is bugging.
I'm gonna do it, but I really need to get back into it. I just did 6 miles and that was hard as fuck.
Well, you got to train. You got to like.
Yeah.
You gotta, like,
I know I'm not
going to
jump into it. There's so many there's fantasy football punishments of people like, oh, you have to go run a marathon or whatever. And people just like off the couch, like next day, just go run a fucking marathon. And it's like crazy. Like people like just get that wind or whatever. Just like
the high.
Yeah. Like no training versus like overdoing it. Yeah.
I mean, I remember when I ran a marathon.
Cool, dude.
Yeah.
Fucking sick.
What the hell, dude? You
I thought we were getting deep.
Yeah.
Look at this loser.
I was thinking about me running. I don't know anymore.
No, that's cool. What about it?
I don't know. I was bad at it. I think I was like 6 hours or some shit.
I don't care. Yeah, I don't care about. The Jimmy, we're on a softball team together, me and Kenny. One of the dudes is a trainer for running.
Yeah.
Running coach. And
what? Go straight. And people be making money off anything these days, man. Move your legs.
Jimmy's a beast, dude.
Yeah,
he's 47.
He said going for time versus distance is better when you're first starting out running. He said run 2 times a week for 30 minutes, and just like get your body used to like running for that long.
Yeah,
and then the distance will come when your body's like, all right, let's fucking do this thing. Let's go extend it more.
What do you mean the distance will come? It was just like.
Like when your body's like, oh, 30 minutes is nothing.
Yeah.
You technically already ran what? Like.
So he's just saying run for 30 minutes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Inshallah, the distance will come.
Spiritual guy. I had to pay money for that advice. Anyways.
Damn. So have you been doing your twice weekly 30 minute runs then? More?
Yeah, it's been raining. So
excuses.
I have been working out. All I care, I just want muscle build. I just like I've done workouts before, but I just like I never pushed myself. So this year I'm like, I'm actually trying to like
yeah.
really fucking like, instead of just finishing a rep and then just sitting on my phone, like I'm trying to superset with 10 pushups, 30 jumping jacks.
What was the last time you were the most competitive you've ever been? Like
right now.
Huh?
Yeah. What do you mean? Like for like me versus you?
No. Like in a sport or like in school.
Oh, got it. Probably senior year of high school. Like when I
Dude, we're washed, bro.
Oh yeah. But I still have the, you know, like we're not old. Like we're still like
yes, we are.
No, we're not, dude.
I'm 29.
We're still running, we're still working out.
I have so many competitors.
It's not competition like for kebab guards.
I gotta go hard. I don't know how much time. I've been watching too many Gary Vee videos.
No, dude, you're competitive. You do smelling salts before a softball game.
I do.
You get amped up, dude.
Really fucking
amped
up.
What do you mean you do smelling salts before a softball game?
We're trying to win a championship, dude. Or do you not get the
you
drive?
You snort something in your nose.
You just smell it.
Some guys just don't get it, Zach. I don't know.
It's okay.
Yeah.
What's it for?
To get me fucking amped, dude. To hit a homer in front of the bitches. In front of the ladies, yeah. Sorry.
Bitches being your wife and my fiance. Yeah.
Good job, honey.
Oh, she doesn't come. We can move on. I think we've worked out enough this conversation.
Yeah. Nice. Well, dude, I think people want to hear weekly updates, so we should check in next time, too.
Yes.
But yeah.
Your next update is just you, Camille.
Yeah. Here's the thing. If there's no progress in the next couple of weeks, delete every episode. And let's all forget about this, all right?
You, like, over bulk and you're, like, 30 pounds heavier. Yeah. Fuck.
I didn't know you're supposed to work out after.
I added a zero in the calorie app. Yeah.
Another check-in that we've been doing.
Right.
That we haven't been doing but need to is my anime journey.
That's right. We talked about anime one time on this episode, and Zach never brought it up again. We don't know if he's watching anything.
He could
be watching tentacle porn, probably. <though.
laughs> That is what you recommended for me.
Yeah, did you watch it? We want to know.
Yeah, it's actually really, really good. It's on Netflix, also on X.com. But no, it's been a slow grind. I'm on one show, and it's One Piece.
Okay, and it's how many episodes have you watched?
9.
Okay.
It's first of all. Intro sick as fuck.
Okay, yeah.
I don't skip that puppy.
Yep.
Don't roast me in the comments for that. Yeah, it was cool. It's long. It's slow. It's really slow.
The show?
Yeah. It's just
about episode 897.
You're on 897?
Wait, 897? There's that many episodes?
Yeah.
You're on that or you just know that's Jesus Christ.
Oh my god, how many seasons is that?
That's insane.
4.
Yeah.
4 seasons.
Yeah, I just know, like, so I'm already not an anime guy, as we all know that, but I'm just trying to get into it. So I'm on episode 9, and then, like, there's so many good shows out right now, like True Detective's back, and Griselda's out on Netflix, which is really fucking good, with Sofia Vergara. And I also watched Kiki's Delivery Service, the movie anime.
Okay.
The Ghibli's animation.
Yep, the new one. Yep.
But that one was really good, that movie.
So
but
wait,
just, like,
what did you like about
like,
the
One Piece?
One Piece, yeah.
We got to look up characters, please.
Okay, I just want to point out there's 1,092 episodes. This is a soap opera.
1,092? Jesus.
How do you have that many episodes?
Fucking Christ.
That's
a long
crazy.
Way to go. I don't know, dude.
And you're only 9 episodes in. Give it a chance.
I know.
What's the math on that? 1,082 to
How are you going to train for a half marathon?
I have to like just keep on the grind. But there are my buddy with Grayson, my best friend.
Uh-huh.
Best man.
Yep.
We know.
Instead of a best.
He was telling me the Brotherhood one.
Full Metal Alchemist
Brotherhood is really good. That I should get into that first. I like. Can you? I don't know the picture of the character. I would love some.
Oh,
names.
Just names.
Yeah.
Names.
I thought you
right.
watched it.
Yeah, you should know these guys by now.
the fucking Luffy.
Were you watching? Yeah, Luffy, the main guy.
I know, but I thought that. So they said his first name, but then
Monkey D. Luffy.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you. Sorry. I said I kept going by like what they said at the beginning of the episode was like he was introducing himself as Luffy, but then they started calling him Monkey, and then back to Luffy, and I was like, which one is it?
Like a nickname. I don't know.
Okay.
Like, yeah.
All right. Anyways, but that guy's a fucking badass. We're supposed to like him, right? Like, he's cool?
No, he's like the...
the lamest anime character
dude,
of all
like,
time.
Ooh, get him out.
The stretch thing that he could do.
Yep.
Sick.
Yep. Okay.
The straw hat story.
Yep, beautiful story.
To,
become a pirate.
Is it his dad?
I think it's like a...
Or is it just a fatherhood character?
Like a fatherhood, big brother type character. Yeah.
Got it. He's trying to fulfill his prophecy of being the best pirate of all the seas.
Okay. And then, what? Do you not like any of the other characters? The guy with the...
Oh, no. I like Zoro.
Okay.
Zoro's fucking sick.
Okay, good, good. This is good.
Nice. Yeah. And then the girl who doesn't want to be a pirate, right, but is just joining along to get some dick. You know, is that not the plot of the show? That's what she does.
Let's just keep going, Doug.
No, her character's cool. She's like kind of like the equal...
The balance.
The morale. Chick, yeah. And then the first dude, the nerd guy who's a pirate with the bad
Wuss?
People. Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that his name? Wuss?
No. He has a better storyline after.
His story was like annoying at first, and I'm glad that for 9 episodes at least, he's not back. So they just sent him off.
Oh, he gonna come back.
No! I fucking hated
he
that
coming
dude.
Back.
That dude was so fucking annoying.
He coming back.
So the only thing about the One Piece is that I noticed is like when they say a line or something like that, they just like do like the anime kind of motion where it's like, and they just stay on the face for so fucking long. And the next line is like 30 seconds later. And I'm like, okay.
Mostly,
So I'm like, and then
that's like almost like at least anime's like that. It's
all
very,
of it's like that.
Like it's very
like it's like I'll get you.
It's exaggerated.
And then the other, it has like a sweat mark coming down the other guy.
That's why it's 1,100 episodes. They can't.
And then like it's the end of the episode. It's like, coming up next episode, will they get each other?
It's exaggerated, yes. But full use. That's why I like watching Attack on Titan or Full Metal Alchemist. Those ones are less exaggerated what you're like.
Why can't Studio Ghibli or whatever? Yeah. Why can't they make all of them?
Well, then this gonna be
that shit is so good.
It's like Monopoly and yeah.
Okay, I'll wait. It took me fucking 30 years to watch an anime anyway, so take your time.
So are you gonna give up watching it, or are you gonna still try to?
No, I do want to stick with it because I do like it. Like I said, the studio Ghibli?
Yeah,
Ghibli.
Yeah.
That shit is making me watch anime more than One Piece.
Yeah, but those are like artistic.
I know.
Beautiful.
Yes.
You need to watch an anime for like the storyline. Like there's like crazy storyline arches, like huge big pivotal plots, and like once you invest so much time into it. If you ever see one of your favorite characters die in an anime, then that's when you feel like the true experience.
Oh man.
Yeah.
And then I start a podcast.
Yeah.
Anime.
Yeah. Then... Will you have bought merch of your favorite character and then he dies? Then you'll feel the true pain.
I want to say all these characters look like people that are going to show up at Wally's kebab cart.
Yeah. These are all the mascots.
Do you expect all of these?
Have I been introduced to?
Here,
I just know Zoro and
maybe not the villains
monkey.
Or anything.
These are like the main characters, I guess.
But the villains die every time, don't they?
That's the best part.
Okay, but like they don't stay for each episode.
Some stay like over a season and over.
Oh, the one that's. It looks like he'll come back as the clown died in episode like 8.
He might come back.
Okay. Did you look at your camera and really prolong that facial expression? Let's get in some more fun stuff.
I'm making a kebab anime. No one's going to believe me.
You want to tease that?
Yeah, I mean, I'm making it. No one's going to believe me. It's called the, what did I call it? It's called the Roasting Ronin.
I'm letting you like, I didn't know if you want to talk about this.
I mean, no one's going to believe it anyway.
No, he's not. It's going to be like Studio Ghibli. Yeah. Like, it takes forever to fucking make. It's like.
basically, it's an anime about this kebab chef who uses skewers as his weapons.
I already know
it's
all like, this.
It's all graphic. It's very exaggerated. There's the waitress has, you know,
huge cannons.
Is there an anime that is modeling off of this that people can kind of visualize of what it'll be?
Dragon Ball Z.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, is this real? Real?
Yeah, no one knows this. No one's gonna believe it.
He is making an anime.
Wait, actually?
Yeah.
No shit, dude. How long have you been working on that?
Like 4 months.
Yeah.
5, 6 months, 7.
Damn. Are you drawing all the stills too?
No, no, no. Someone else is doing all the artwork. Oh, I just gave all the storyboard and the money.
So how many is it gonna be like?
It's 45 seconds. That's all I can afford right now.
But it's gonna be a series.
It's gonna be a short, and then I want to make it into a series once I make the short, so people will know how sick it is.
Is it voiceovers?
I don't know yet. We might.
I have a really good anime voice.
Yeah, do it.
Drop the skewer. No. Please, that's my mom. Don't hurt her.
Okay, you got stabbed by a skewer, right?
Nope. Okay.
It's Homer Simpson.
You got stabbed by a skewer and you're like bleeding out.
Oh no! I'm losing all my blood.
Huge cannons walks in the room.
Nope. Don't stare. I'm married. I can't look.
As you're bleeding out. I guess I should have you voice over the.
I'm really good.
The characters.
Huh. Damn, dude. Well, congrats, man. Well, I can't wait to see it.
That's really sick.
What else? Well, I'm trying to think what else people won't believe you for. I'm meeting the president.
Okay. I'm trying to think of something you're actually working on that people don't know.
Did I ever tell you about the Vine thing about the president?
No.
Did I ever tell you that?
No.
Remember when back in the day, all the Viners went to the White, like 10, 11 Viners went to the White House? Yeah.
Baked Alaska?
No. Oh my God. 10, like King Batch, Lele Pons, like a bunch of Viners.
People that deserved it.
No, there was like some small ones.
Okay.
Yeah, I can read this for you guys. On October 20th, 2015,
October 6th.
Us, the duo, announced that they were heading to the White House with Lele Pons. It was later revealed that the First Lady of the U.S., Michelle Obama, had invited several Viners to the White House to help raise awareness and launch FLOTUS's campaign, Better Make Room, which aims to help 14 and 19-year-olds advance in... Oh, wait, this isn't to bring Vine back.
This is to meet minors.
Oh, well, that's not nearly as cool.
It's
Viners or Miners going
Viners,
to
Viners.
Yeah, Viners and Miners.
So basically,
it's pretty catchy.
Vine, like Chris Melberger went, King Batch went.
Oh my God, I forgot about this.
Dromedar. Who's the other one?
Is that
the duo? The singers?
Yeah, dude.
Does Jerome still make content? I know we're getting off topic here. Wow. I totally forgot about this guy.
Anyway. I miss Cameron Dallas.
Think about him every day. Give him a poster.
Okay, so what about this?
So Vine asked me, they're like, hey, do you want to like pitch something to like come to the, be one of the people that come to the White House?
Oh, God.
And then so I pitched something, and it was essentially, the idea was I would get a shot with Michelle Obama, and I'm shaking her hand, I'm getting a medal, there's photographers, and I'm getting a key to the city. Like, that was the one shot that I wanted, right?
Mm-hmm.
So then I could cut anything else between that. Like, the Vine joke was, like, bad example, but it was like, hey, don't eat chips before you go to the pool, and then hard cut, I'm getting a key to the city by Michelle Obama or whatever, right?
For your advice.
Yeah, for, like, amazing advice.
Whatever, yeah, yeah, right? Yeah.
And then I pitched that. They're like, oh, my God, this is great. This is funny. And then they're like, let's do a background check. We got to do a background check. Like, the Secret Service needs to, like, make sure you're all good or whatever. After that, after I submitted everything for the background check, they're like, actually, we're good. So I don't know what they found.
Oh, they did. Got it. Oh, maybe it was. Remember your first Vine that you ever did with the floating bottle?
No, I don't think it was that.
Oh, maybe you started the Viners for Miners campaign early, and they're like, "Oh shit!"
I think it might have been like the one or two 9/11 jokes I might have made.
Oh,
that's sick. I can't come up with anything for that. It's the White House.
Pivot.
I'm trying to be like, it's Wally.
But I imagine the person watching on my cell, Waleed Muhammad. Ooh.
They instantly just exit.
Yeah, we do not want any vines with this guy.
Yeah, but now your marketing schemes are way fucking
thicker. Michelle Obama, what the fuck?
Dude, you could have got a key to the city in a shawarma machine?
I could have.
Damn, dude.
Miss First Lady, I'll protect you. And your empty stomach.
Oh my God.
That would have been sick.
That was like an anime line.
Yeah.
You want me to say it?
No, it's okay. It's cool. Don't worry.
Guys, well, did you see this over the weekend? People were tweeting very existential things to Elmo.
Oh, my God.
Elmo, I saw this.
All he tweeted was, Elmo is just checking in. How is everyone doing? And basically, there's a lot of engagement, a lot of people just pouring their souls and hearts out to Elmo. Elmo is very vulnerable from the internet. We rarely see that. So I thought it'd be fun if we shared.
We can cut that. Do you want to see that?
No, go ahead.
Okay. I thought we could. We're leaving that part in too. Okay. We're leaving that in too. No, I thought it'd be fun if we shared some things that we thought maybe were too vulnerable and existential to share with Elmo.
Yeah. I have some drafts.
Yeah.
You tweeted out or you didn't?
No, I was just like,
you're a little nervous.
I was a little nervous. Yeah. So I wrote some drafts.
We got a little gun shy, but I think we're feeling better now. We're ready to
what
share.
Better to air out our tweet drafts than a podcast.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like, we're not going to post it. Might as well talk about it on a platform that we own.
Hey, who wants to be vulnerable first? Who's going first?
I'll go first.
Okay.
Tickle me this, Elmo. Why were you silent on the raids on the Capitol on January 6th?
Wow. Elmo.
You like how I did tickle me this?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Riddle me this?
Oh, yeah. See?
Well, yeah, that's what the joke was.
I thought it was
tickle me this.
I thought it was
tickle
me this, right?
It's riddle me this.
Oh, fuck.
No, but that's good.
No, but it's, that's,
that you I thought did that
you
joke,
did that on
Waleed.
Purpose.
No, I thought that was the same.
You thought the Riddler said tickle me this?
I thought that was the same. No, no,
we're
no.
trying to give you props and you're just like, oh, I fucked up.
I mean, no. I see.
We should just leave it there, man. Yeah. We're not going to top that.
Dude, that was really good.
Damn.
Yeah.
mine was, I went on Reddit and I name searched Zach and Waleed.
Yeah.
Yeah. Have you ever done that?
Yeah, it's all pretty positive.
Yeah.
A lot of fancy.
I love that. I'm not doing that shit anymore, bro. Yeah. I'm deleting the fucking app.
Really?
I'm deleting Reddit app.
You're deleting Reddit?
I'm so sick of doing that
shit.
How
do you get your funny pictures?
No, I'm done, dude. I'm no more Reddit for me.
For real?
Yeah. I would name search like all the fucking time just to see how people like the show, blah, blah, blah. Always just, yeah. But thank you, though, who do support us. But I'm deleting that fucking app for sure. Thank you, Elmo, for bringing that out of me. Elmo helped me realize that Reddit is just not for me.
I have something else for Elmo. Thanks for asking, Elmo. I'm about to hit 30, and I'm suffering from male pattern baldness. You, on the other hand, look like you're doing perfectly fine, you hairy fuck.
Damn, you don't think he donates his hair, donates anything?
No, I think he's going to have his balding moment soon, though. He's been around for way too long.
He's got the circle, cul-de-sac in the
like
back.
Like clumps missing.
Yeah.
And then I guess I have one more draft.
You had a long weekend. A very depressing weekend.
Sad, when Elmo asks a question, you want to make sure you get all your sorrows.
Air it out,
brother. Yeah. Riddle me this, Elmo.
I like the tickle one
better. No, you nailed it with a tickle.
Why
dude?
Do you go
Do you
back?
Not understand tickle me, Elmo?
It was genius.
I don't understand it.
Okay. There was tickle me, Elmo, and the Riddler says riddle me this. So you said tickle me this.
Yeah, I thought that's what the saying was.
Okay.
Just go with the flow.
Elmo, the discharge coming out of my penis is looking like Oscar the Grouch. And I don't know what you get.
This guys,
oh he's shit!
Had a depressing.
Well, I think it's all the Bluetooth
really good?
from the helmet.
It's the Neuralink.
Yeah, it's the Neuralink.
Damn, dude, that's pretty heavy. I have one if I could share my vulnerability.
Yeah, please
have at it.
Platform,
I have a couple actually.
You want to come here and say it to the camera so people can.
Oh yeah, I mean I need to read them off my thing.
No,
one
actually
sec.
Sit there.
Okay.
Wow.
Damn, dude.
Strong arm. I
just want to see if I can do it.
Jarvis.
Yeah.
Kenny sit there. Go ahead, Kenny.
Elmo, I'm just not sure if I'll ever be more than just the guy in the corner. I'm 30 years old, so.
That was like, that one was so real, dude.
I kind of thought we were gonna do like real ones.
It'd be funny if like he did that in front of the camera and we're just like, all right.
Yeah, give it the book back.
Now I look bad. Now I look terrible because I don't like to stay in the corner.
My fears were confirmed.
Yeah. Oh, all right, man.
And my last one is Elmo, I'm worried that our lives are just an illusion. That much like you, someone is controlling my every move with a fist up my ass.
Well, yeah, you're engaged. Your fiance runs everything you
do.
Yeah,
and that's the core.
I didn't say I didn't like it.
Hey!
And having a fist up your ass is called the corporate ladder, buddy. Get used to it. All right.
All right, guys, that was Kenny's corner. He had his.
Kenny's corner.
30 seconds of airtime.
Kenny's corner. Guys, let us know. Let us know in the comments below.
No, do not open that floodgate, dude.
After hearing this, I hope your opinions change.
I'm so sensitive. Do not.
No, please. Comment away. Open up that Reddit thread.
Hey, we've gone for like an hour and 10. Do you want to close out with this potentially huge scientific groundbreaking discovery?
That the 49ers are playing the Chiefs in the Super Bowl?
sure. We can end on that.
Yeah.
Okay,
go ahead.
Okay. Guys, this is so cool. So there's this, I don't know all the details, but there's an explorer who has paid millions of dollars to find Amelia Earhart's long-lost plane.
Okay, and thirsty. The fuck?
Yeah, get off her dick, bro. But basically, it's been gone. Her plane's been missing for 87 years, which is pretty incredible. But apparently, they found something on the ocean floor that resembles an aircraft. And what's even crazier is that we have a Zaz exclusive update.
That's an aircraft?
That apparently, now some scientists are skeptical that this is her plane, but I can confirm here on Zaz that we found a scientific breakthrough that no one else, we have a scoop that no one else has.
A scoop?
We got a
like
scoop.
Like TMZ.
Tickle me this.
We got, tickle me this, guys, because in, they recovered the plane and in the cockpit, they found a photo of what appears to be Amelia Earhart's secret lover.
Dude.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Secret lover.
Are you guys ready to see what
Austin
the...
Austin McBroom?
This is pretty incredible.
Oh my God.
Dude.
I see why the guy wanted to fucking get the picture out of the plane.
Fuck, where did she keep it? On the mirror?
Dude. Like pulling down like
the
visor?
Damn.
Is that a bush?
That would distract me while flying. I would crash for sure.
Wait, so she crashed?
Well,
I don't know her story.
Supposedly. Well, she, we'll have to
fly me this.
Fly me this.
Fly me this. Waleed, she's dead.
How'd she die?
The plane crashed.
The plane crashed.
9/11?
No, dude. Amelia Earhart did 9/11.
We should probably leave it there.
Damn. You look really good.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's the progress pictures.
Oh. Yeah. So shit, that's not a bush or that is a bush?
Dude,
that's
tickle me this, Wally. What's going on here?
I think that's my...
I don't even know if we can show that on YouTube.
Dang,
but wow.
Dude.
Incredible. Heavy bush. Heavy, heavy bush.
Oh, that's a bush? I thought it was the Donair machine.
Should we tease Tots coming up for a YouTube video real quick?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Tots. If you're here.
She left.
She made 30 minutes of this and she's like, nope.
She maybe went downstairs. No, real quick. We just wanted a picture of you in frame of what's to come in the upcoming weeks.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen. Please come on in.
Zach's wife.
My wife, woo! Tatiana.
Zach's wife.
Yes, please sit. You have to kneel down a little bit.
Yeah.
My wife, Tatiana, we are going to be doing a YouTube video right after this to stay tuned of who is a better lover, Waleed or my wife, Tatiana.
Whoa.
Wow.
What does the winner get?
To make love as
the Jarvis, the Jarvis head. So make sure you guys stay tuned. Tots, make sure you say like, comment, and subscribe.
Like, comment, subscribe.
Don't make your wife do that.
You guys need all the help.
I thought maybe people would do it if she said it.
So yeah, stay tuned for that. Like, comment, subscribe to our YouTube channel, Instagrams, follow us there, and make sure you guys get excited for this YouTube video coming out very soon. Thank you guys for watching.
See you next week.
Peace and blessings.